This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Monday, so we kick off all...
with the excitement of live radio.
Working anyway. We kick off the week with podcaster from the, the Polite Society podcast, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and writer at Slopak's WordPress blog, Ammoland.com, and... Clash Daily. That is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's an exciting time to be with you.
Well, it is now that everything. For a minute, I was like, "Can I hear the radio too, please?" Something wasn't working there for a second, but my man got it fixed up. He got it going. So, anyway, what's up?
Wow. What's that Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. We have California burning down because of government stupid that's been going on for years. We have the California legislature at the same time, while its state is on fire, because it, you know, made it illegal to make it, let it so it wouldn't burn down. And then they're going, but the real solution to this is more gun control laws. And I'm going.
To the fire?
No, the whatever the problem is, you couldn't admit that your environmental policy was a failure. Oh, Lord, no, that would cost you votes. So in California, when in doubt, we need more gun control. It's just, right. It's like the same as Chicago. Oh, another 40 shot over just a couple of days. Oh, the answer is obvious, more gun control.
Sure.
And then I see some Republican governors who are stuck on stupid as well. And I'm getting sarcastic in my old age. So where should we go from there?
Well, now, tell me about California. Cause I saw where the feds had to go to California and say, listen, you guys should put out these fires and stop, fining each other for using water to put out these fires.
Right. You can. A friend of mine whose company left California described the situation this way. In some states, and in fact in some other countries, you sit there and find out how to run your life inside the law. In California, that's not possible. You find out how you can operate your life and accumulate the fewest fines possible. And I'm all, wow. Oh, yeah, I'm sure there are people being sued for dropping water on fires. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you need a permit for that. And if some guy puts out a fire on his own land, that's irrigation, and that's against their irrigation plan. It's a fire. I'm sorry, I'll cite you. You take it up with the judge. It's that stupid. You can, at the same time, get a notice from the state that you need to do something about the brush because it's fire danger. And if you do, you can be sued for operating equipment on a wetland. And at the wait a minute, you told me I needed to put it out because there was a fire danger. And at the same time, be brought suit because you may have endangered a sensitive species of either plant or animal. And you go, but I kept it from burning, which is what you told me to do. No. Just we're going to fine you for all those things. And then you can argue which one you'd like to plead guilty to absorb the fewest fines. It's crazy.
How does anybody, how do they know what to charge people with?
Everything.
But
Bill, you think I'm being foolish. I'm not.
Well, no, I don't think you're being foolish. I just wonder with their little regime they got in place, how does somebody roll up on them and know what to charge them with? Or is it like you say, they're just charging them with everything? That sounds like a monkey throwing excrement against the wall to see what sticks, working as a weatherman.
Yes, it is, except in this case, it's a state bureaucracy where we're going to say, because there could be spotted owls on your timber, you can't harvest it because of air.
There are any, but there could be.
Right.
Right.
You have to prove to me they're not, because we won't let you thin the brush, because here are all the regulations that it takes to thin brush. And lots of people have just given up. You know, at some point you go, I'm sorry, California lawyers are more expensive than the timber's worth. We'll shut down sawmills. We'll import timber from Canada where their regulations are reasonable. And then it burns like a monster. If you go back and look at the old, because you like photography, if you go back and look at the old photos from the late 1800s, we couldn't fight fire at that point. And they show trees that are fairly widely spaced because fire and the brush is low because fire would come through there.
Right.
During the gold rush, a lot of old growth timber was cut back. I mean, it was used for everything from building materials to fuel. This was the steampunk, you know, steampunk came from that age. Everything that was growing was a fuel, and there was very little original forest left after the gold rush. Amazing history. Yeah. Yeah. And then you tangle up. Well, I mean, now remember how I said we need an excuse? The California politicians blame global warming for their bad practice.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Yeah, well, it's like the politicians in Chicago blaming gun control.
Well, I mean, like in California, they have carbon taxes and they have cap and trade, and they have everything to fight the onset of global warming. Which, I mean, are they saying on one hand, well, you can't really fight global warming because that was a specious argument to begin with, because the air moves.
No, they're saying that because the rest of the world isn't California and some of you are still breathing, it's your fault.
Oh.
I mean, it's that politically, it is that simple. We need somebody to blame. We're going to spew some crazy, bizarre, wonder what you've been smoking words out, some word salad. And we have enough lawyers that we can tie you up forever. Now, what are we going to do about it? Right? So the answer is, we're not going to cut down trees. We'll just let them burn.
Doesn't that take money from somebody doing it that way?
Oh, yes. It's frighteningly expensive. It is way less expensive to thin timber. You know, do selective cutting, do periodic small burns to clear the underbrush. Oh, right. Much cheaper. But then you'd have to get those processes through the California regulatory bureaucracy. Even after you have a burn, and suppose the weather's in your favor, it's not too intense, it's happened recently on that patch of ground, there are trees that are scarred, they're going to die. Well, great, let's get them out of here because they're fuel for the next fire when they fall. The fire can run along this dead tree from tree to tree. The environmentalists said no. No, we don't want anybody on the land ever to do anything. So now this did fall, sits there, and forms more fuel for the next fire. I was there. I lived in SoCal when they were doing this. It's crazy.
Coming up on the first break, you can find the stuff that Rob does. Well, you can find the audio stuff at places like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn. That's the podcast, like the Polite Society podcast and the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. We'll be right back for more with Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio.
Through the night,
this is Lock and Load.
Through the dome.
I am talking to Rob Morris. He's been out. Did everything go off? Yeah, last week worked as planned. So,
last week was a gem.
Yes, it was. I'm just trying to, you know. So sometimes I get sort of muddled up. So,
well, you my gosh, you do 15 hours of radio a day. I'm glad you remember who I am.
Well, not you know. Days. Just, it takes.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. 15 hours a week. Here I am all muddled. Good grief. But, listen to me.
But we're both alumnuses.
There was one thing I was going to share with you. This guy, Dr. Hurd, wrote an article that just tickled my funny bone.
Sure.
And he goes, do socialists really want socialism? I mean, are they going to look forward to turning their Prius in at the state motor vehicle repair yard? I mean, the same guys.
I saw that article.
Oh,
that was really good. Yeah.
It inspired me to go, let's really, you know, when politicians get crazy on us, let's ask if they're for socialism. Like, take, you know, blue state, Washington state up there in the Northwest and go, so you guys want to have the State Bureau of Beverage Control provide your coffee to you? And what? That's not socialism. Oh, yes, sweetheart. That's exactly what socialism is. To sit there and go, in Massachusetts, you'll have the State Department of Food Safety give you your fish, including oysters, and you're going to eat them? Ooh, you're braver than I am. Or the California, we can get the California Ministry of Truth to do all the movies and news and just shut down Hollywood?
I don't, you know, the point of that article, which I think was absolutely 100% valid, is that just like in a lot of ways, I've often thought that people that have never served in the military don't understand the nature of their freedom.
Right.
I don't think some of these socialist wannabes understand what they're really asking for, because they've been told they'll get, you know, a living wage, free this, free that, and all of this other stuff, but that what they don't understand is, you know, that's not, none of that's actually free. I mean, once you get that free education, they're going to tell you where to go to work, and they're going to tell you where you can live, and they're going to tell you what accommodations you need, because it's not about what you can afford or earn for yourself. It's what they're going to allow you to have while you work for them.
Right. Right. Ow. I don't know. I don't think they get it. I really don't. On the other hand, you could, the punchline that I came up with was, will it survive anyone, anywhere, when the New York Times finally changes their byline from all the news that's fit to print to the real voice of the National Socialist American Workers Party?
Yeah, that's the thing. All of these all of these media outlets. I had some people on the show the other day, and somebody that was following their stuff was wanting to know about when Trump stops free speech. And
hello?
I, you know, as far as I know, Trump has not threatened any outlets. He's telling the truth about them.
Right.
I know that's a threat to them for that truth to come out. But, I mean, they don't get it's for those that are uninitiated in the world of socialism. If you've ever seen Demolition Man, when they're talking about the restaurants and the restaurant wars, and now all restaurants are Taco Bell.
Right.
This is the way it would be with socialism.
Wasn't that Judge Dredd?
No, it was Demolition Man.
Okay, fine.
It was Demolition Man. Because he was like, he was sort of wondering why everybody thought it was great to go to Taco Bell. But all restaurants were Taco Bell. So, and it was sort of a socialist utopia that he existed in a Demolition Man. And then when the veritable stuff hit the fan, they didn't know what to do. So,
let's go there because it's so important. The left says it's for free speech unless it's the ability
to make free speech.
Yeah, the wrong free speech. Or unless it's embarrassing free speech. It wasn't Trump who was hacking computers of journalists. That was Obama.
Sure.
We have at least two examples that I know of. I forgot her name right now.
Yeah, Cheryl Atkinson?
Yeah, Cheryl Atkinson. And there was another D.C. reporter who got too close, and her computer started acting really strangely. Atkinson actually knows for a fact that the feds took her hard drive.
Well, I mean, they can live in the world of and the world of thinking that Trump is going to do anything other than make a fast, hard, robust economy and make government smaller. Anything else beyond that is that's where we're getting into the fantasy part of it. And where you're out there thinking he's going to, you know, be against free speech, he couldn't care less. He's not against free speech. He's against biased speech.
Right.
As we all should be.
Yes. Yes. I have to. The media does not like to be told that they're biased, that they're bought and paid for.
Oh, no.
On the other hand, and this is me being Pollyanna. You can slap me around in private after the show. And I may deserve it. If they were honest, Bill, we would be struggling for an audience.
The more
they lie, the more people go, that's not the reality I live in. And they listen to you. They read me. In some sense, their dishonesty is keeping us in business. I'd rather have to find a different line of work.
Well, I mean, we could talk about a different thing within the niche, you know, we'd be all happy and joyful. But the fact of the matter is this, the Republican squishes, the leftist side of the Democratic Party, which is all of them, and the media, all facilitated the election of Trump. Whether they want to admit it or not, if they look into what happened when they're doing the AAR saying, well, we don't know what happened, we need to do some forensics to figure out how to keep this from happening again. Just the mere fact that you're saying to yourself, you don't know what happened, it's going to happen again to you. It's going to keep happening because you're not looking inward.
Right. You and I, after Hillary lost, were going, good, now the Democrats will clean up their act. And they stuck to their old donor base and doubled down.
We missed that one bad, huh? We missed that one bad.
We didn't come close.
No. Them doubling down was, how do you double down on loser? Anyway, coming up on the next break. You can catch what Rob writes by, everything starts at Slow Facts WordPress blog. I mean, you could go there and just get it all the time, every day. Or, where he's published at Amoland, or, where he's also published at ClashDaily.com. And you'll probably catch him other places as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump hosted a salute to heroes of ICE and CBP, recognizing what they do as dangerous and how they also protect our country. During his remarks, the president updated us on the wall.
And the wall is getting longer and taller and stronger each and every day.
Still a lot of back and forth in Washington, D.C. over the pulling of former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. Well, you can count Rand Paul as one of those who believes that Brennan should have had his security clearance pulled a long time ago. He gives one example of why.
John Brennan was also involved with illegally looking at Democrats' computers who were investigating CIA torture and then lying about it before a committee. So John Brennan should have been fired for cause long ago, and he shouldn't be within a mile of classified information because he's a national security risk. He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load.
Talking to Rob Morse about, kicking the week off with Rob Morse, as I try to do whenever I can.
When the stars align and the electrons will let us. I was getting sarcastic and feeling a little bitter. I wrote some satire. You know what cheered me up?
What was that?
The attorney general from the state down here in Louisiana. I'm sure you saw that story.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Let's talk about it again anyway, because it's just so good. And this could be one, the gun grabbers go in trends.
Right.
They do something trendy, and then it sort of just, goes away. This should be a trend for, constitutional people.
Isn't it an interesting trend to sit there and go, why didn't the Attorney General of Arizona do it? Well, let's let our listeners in on the secret. States borrow money. In this case, $600 million, a great big road expansion project on a major highway through a fairly densely populated area of the state. They say, hey, we're going to need this money. We know we're going to need it. We don't have all of it. At the time we need it, we're going to borrow against future revenue, future taxes to pay you. Who wants to bid on it? Tell me the terms. This is when we think we need the money. This is when we pay it back. What you got? And by the way, you have to tell me that you're an ethical company. And for that, you don't lie, cheat, and steal.
Sure.
Well, Citibank and Bank of America replied to that request of to submit for the bonds. And then it got exciting. Jeff Landry is the state AG, and there was some other person who was sitting on the bond commission, and they said, why, Citibank and Bank of America, I think you lied to us. Because I think you violated various human rights in being so selective in your denial of funding to gun control companies. I'm sorry, to firearms companies. You're sitting there. You're actually bigoted for a bank. These people are engaged in lawful commerce, and here you are. Now you have that right. But we also have the right not to do business with you because of your bigotry. Uh-oh. Surprise. Explain that one to your stockholders, because you didn't get to bid on a $600 million bond. I like it a lot. But now we have to ask, if that was straightforward, seems so to me, why didn't the people in Arizona, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, all those other supposedly pro-2A states, where Indiana, where were they?
Well, you know, you can chalk that one up to a bunch of lazy politicians, I think.
They tell us they're energetic when they want our votes.
Oh, absolutely. And when they want your money, too. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is this. Now, we should see some people jump on this bandwagon now.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be the first one that has to start it going. I mean, you know, there weren't any concealed permits until Florida started doing it. And then all of these states got to see, well, there's no blood in the streets like they told us it would be. We, too, can do this.
Yes. Oh, you and I hope. I found the exact quote. Bank of America had a policy that said, we will not do business with customers, quote, who make military-style firearms for sale to civilians, close quote. Hmm. Well, didn't we just have a Department of State ruling that said semi-automatics are, by definition, not military firearms?
They said that, by definition, anything below 50 caliber that does not meet
that's right.
certain mechanical standards is not considered military hardware. So I'm waiting on somebody to apply that to them. I mean, nobody ever sees this stuff. You know, back during the Obama administration, when they were looking at buying a bunch of Department of Homeland Security AR-15s, they didn't refer to them as assault weapons. They referred to them as personal defense weapons, which I like that nomenclature myself.
Right.
But nobody ever got out there and said, I don't want an AR-15. I want a PDW.
Yeah. This selective definition sounds like the media, doesn't it?
Sounds like the media, but we got to give the credit where it's due, because politicians are not, I mean, they're going to have to be cattle prodded into position.
Here's what I hope, and this is why my sarcasm worries me. I'll get over it. I know it's just a phase I'm going through today. If the Republicans irritate you and I enough by their lack of spine, a lot of us are going to stay home in November. It is theirs to lose, as Kurt Schlichter said. The Republicans will lose the election if they show up to a gunfight with a balloon animal.
Yeah.
and deservedly so.
There's a couple of things that are unique coming up, and it's new. Because for the first time, I mean, since 2016, with that election in 2016, everybody used to be with the polls. Everybody, like, we all paid attention to the exit polls. You know, the voting would start that day, and by noon, somebody would be calling it for various states and everything, and they'd be saying, well, we projected this, and, you know, right now we are projecting that Hillary Clinton will win the presidency. Well, I mean, we heard that all the way up till the voting started, and nobody paid attention to that. And then the voting was going on, and nobody was paying attention to the exit
interesting.
Polls. And then the election comes, and, you know, it's supposed to be an electoral landslide. She was supposed to destroy everything. And instead, Donald Trump hit the blue wall and took it down like a wrecking ball. So he won 33 out of 50 states. He won it was an electoral
300 plus,
landslide.
Right?
Yeah, it was a drubbing. So them getting out there and continuing to talk this talk about the politicians are not going to change until we change them. The thing is, the voters have changed. The voters are awake.
I saw an article, I forget which polling organization, where it said, you know, that blue wave is looking more like a low tide. It may not have much height to it. In fact, it's not clear that it's going to be a wave at all. Maybe the Republicans would lose a few in the House. So I think
the Democrats, here's what the Democrats have done. They've gotten into this identity politics, right? And it used to be black Americans and Hispanics that would be their victims.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's LGBTQ and illegal immigrants and, Muslims and all this other stuff. And the black American contingent and the Hispanic American contingent has driven Trump over 50% approval. So they have grievously wounded themselves. It's an unforced error on their part. When you're playing all these identity politics like they're doing where everybody's a victim, sooner or later your victims clash.
Yes.
And Trump, on the other hand, Trump's only looking at one class of people, and he's looking at people that work, and he's looking at wallets. And he's making that better. So, I mean, they got a big, with Obama, less than 3% growth was the new normal.
Right.
And Trump's going to hit 4. So, and they can sit out there and say it's a sugar high, but it's, you know, we'll see.
I did see this wonderful statistic come out that there is a bulge, a wonderful growth in minority-owned businesses.
Yeah.
Rural and urban. And you're going, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because that's the middle class for generations that will pull our inner cities out of poverty year after year, generation after generation. Thank gosh. That was the best news I've seen about our country in
a while.
In years.
More than 8 years, yeah.
Yeah, more than eight.
Yeah, hang on for me. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Rob Morris. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. In the chat room, we're seeing, unfortunately, the Rhino Republicans' mantra is and has been, who else are you going to vote for?
Yes. And the answer, as many of us have felt, is I have more important things to do, like pull weeds in the garden, than go vote. So it's not that we'll vote Democratic, it's we'll sit out. We won't encourage our friends to vote. And it is the Republicans' victory to lose. They do a fair job of it.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to lose. I think they're going to win, and I think they're going to wish they hadn't run after the win.
Now, if the nomination for Kavanaugh is coming up. That should be fascinating.
Well, I mean, everything they try against this guy has fallen flat. I mean, it's amazing.
Did I say confirmation? Who's talking for me today? Good grief. I wish they'd get it organized.
I knew what you meant. it's sort of like what they try to do with Trump. It's amazing that with Trump, that he brings these people into these positions, maybe not his cabinet, because he seems to mess up with his cabinet members. But when he's putting a guy out there on a bench, he does a really good job of picking them. And Kavanaugh, I don't see any chinks in his armor unless he's got something really well hidden. He's going to get confirmed. And McConnell, he just continues to. Finally, dude is finding a spine. That's nice.
What? You and I want to hear the demagoguery thrown at this man. I mean, he's got the pedigrees up one arm, down the other. And really the problem is, look, he's not a pro-government puppet. You for all the complaints that he might believe in God, might have religious affiliations, do we want that on the bench? The real argument is, he's not a statist who believes that government is God, you know. And I want to hear that argument. I want to hear it pressed out in public where we can all hear it before we vote.
Yeah. Well, they've already got, I mean, when you got people like Ocasio-Cortez, who's getting a lot of votes, even though she's getting out there and she looks stupid. She looks absolutely stupid. She got out there and Shapiro offered to debate her.
Right.
And she said, well, you know, you're sexist and I don't even have to answer you. So then a bunch of women got out there and wanted to debate her. And then a bunch of Democratic women got upset with her for not allowing the press in one of her town halls. So she is, and the messed up part is she'll probably win.
But, you know, there's always going to be a Maxine Waters type out there. She'll join Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. And what's the name of that female that wears the cowboy hat every time and just looks ridiculous every time you see
her? Oh, out of Florida.
Yeah.
Yes. I think she's under indictment, if I'm remembering correctly.
What's with the hat?
Partner, please don't ask me to explain politicians. I do.
What's with the hat with this lady? So anyway. So, you know, Republicans are just going to have to understand that when Trey Gowdy first got elected, I had him on wherever I was at the time.
Right.
And I said, do you believe that politics has become a performance-based profession? He said, without a doubt. He said, I don't see how we go any farther forward than we have if we don't perform. And then, of course, he then proceeded to have an 8-year career where he did sit on a lot of committees and question a lot of people and get a lot of TV, but he didn't perform.
Right.
And now he's quitting, and one of the reasons he's quitting is because he said, I didn't perform. So, at least he's semi true to his word, although I think he's probably qualified for his pension.
Well, but, you and I, Ben, I would not like to be in a debate with Ben Shapiro. I would love to have him on my side, but if we took if he asked me to argue that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and he's going to take the opposite opinion, he is such a brilliant orator.
You know,
I don't know who I'd bet on.
Well, I tell you,
Trey Gowdy's the same way.
I would take you in a debate against Ben Shapiro because Ben Shapiro believes that the extreme risk protection order, the gun violence restraining order, he believes that is a viable idea.
Sadly, in his corner is the governor of Arizona, who seems stuck on stupid. Hopefully, there is a legislature that will pull him back on the planet. You know, isn't that a classic? We see it over and over. When you and I go to training, we will take someone who is ignorant and willing to learn. What is frightening is someone who is determined to stay stuck on foolish.
Yep.
They have a bad habit or an incorrect perception, and we can't pry them off it without more and more evidence. I think Mr. Shapiro, as brilliant as he is, has projected his insights into areas outside of his expertise.
Well, here's the thing, and I've said this many times, and I think this would hold true for you too. I can take any conservative talker out there, right, who does, say, a radio show, and I can take you, and I can give you 2 days' notice and tell you you've got to go in there and cover his general radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do it for 3 hours. And then you're going to go in there and do it, and you're going to knock it out of the park.
Right.
Because going from being a Second Amendment advocate to being a conservative talker is we're actually stepping down on the amount of material that we have to have on hand in our head.
Right.
Because most of it's just conceptual. Smaller government, less taxation, you know, less government regulation, everything. All something we can get out there and point things out. Knowing certain details like, climate change started because of the Chicago Climate Exchange, which was started by Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama when they were on the Joyce Foundation. Knowing something like that is good to have, but it doesn't mean that you have to have that to do a radio show unless you're going to talk about that in particular. Now, if we take them and say, we want you to come and do our show, our podcast, they're going to come out here and they're going to make a fool of themselves unless they are the rare breed that actually is in it and understands the nature of what the Second Amendment is. I've met guys in politics and in media that say, well, I support the Second Amendment. That's great. Have you ever shot a gun? No.
Hmm.
Do you know why you support the Second Amendment? It's in the Constitution.
Wow. Okay.
So when we're looking at politicians, what we found is somebody who knows how to, he knows how to fundraise. He's found the right people to help run his campaign for him. He's been packaged up really, really well, and he won an election. And then once you win one, it's pretty easy to win the next one and the next one and the next one. So,
right.
This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that are pretty good in PR.
And you brought up something fascinating. the more I learn about self-defense, everything from the judicial history of it,
sure,
the current machinations in courts and litigation, the history of firearms, the history of training, the more I find that in any one of those areas, boy, I'm just, you know, looking at the dust patterns on top, and there are people who know their particular area in such depth. There are so many experts. The real thing that you and I do is we have a list of experts we can call to go, there's something about, and I've forgotten, explain it to me again.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm stunned you're not going to go to Chicago to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. But I understand, sort of. I'm just going to sit there and wallow in their expertise.
I'm only going to be able to do so much traveling per year, and right now I've been invited to go to Nighthawk.
Yes.
For a week. So I'm going to let Mark Stone put me up, and I'll miss you guys there. You know, just thinking of the trouble we could get into, but pretty sure Mark Stone's got some fun in store for me, too.
Oh, so, he does. Those are going to be great episodes when you bring that story back. I'm looking forward to it from here.
Well, I'll have to call you tomorrow. I need to tell you about what's coming up here very shortly, because I might need your help with this one. So,
cool.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Tell everybody where they find you.
My writing is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm the host on the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I contribute to the Polite Society podcast. And some days, if the technology stacks up end to end, I get to join Bill on Monday in the first hour of his show. Thank you so much, Bill.
Hey, if it stacks up end to end, I get to be here with you. That's awesome. So, thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.